This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. You're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda Senior Market Analyst Kelvin Wong in Singapore. Good morning from London. Good afternoon to you, Kelvin.
Good morning to you and good afternoon over at my end.
A busy week ahead. We're going to hear from lots of central banks and we've got non-farm payroll on Friday. But before we talk about the next few days to come, I'd like to get the latest on the markets where you are. I see the Nikkei today has closed more than 2% up.
Yes, so what we could see over here, the Nikkei actually managed to stage a rather significant rebound on an intraday basis. It's up by 2.1%. from a three-month low. And the rebound came in place with individual technical element, which is positive, a bounce off its 200-day moving average, and as well as playing a kind of positive catch-up from last Friday, positive close across the board in the major US stock indices. So what we could see over here is that also markets right now are also looking ahead of this week potential guidance from the US Federal Reserve, where all eyes and ears will be glued on a Fed Chair Powell press conference to potentially kickstart a US interest rate cut cycle that more or less will be anticipated in the September FOMC. We'll talk more about that later. But that actually kind of a spillover, a positive feedback loop into the rest of the other major key Asia stock indices. So what we could see over here is that even the Hang Seng is actually also up 1.3% today as well.
The rumors from the FOMC are that we're going to see a dovish announcement in midweek. Has that had an effect on the gold price, Kelvin?
Precisely. So if you look at the gold price itself, on last Friday, it managed to actually stage a significantly strong rebound of close to 1%, right at a key technical factor or key technical indicator, which is its rising 50-day moving average, keeping its medium-term uptrend pretty much intact, despite the fact that we see an earlier sell-off at the start of last week. So given that today's Asia session, gold price XAU/USD going to firm up. So as we are speaking right now, it's showing an intraday gain of 0.24%. So that also similarly seems to be coming in anticipation of a rather dovish Fed Chair Powell press conference. So if you look at the current US 10-year Treasury yield minus off the inflation expectations, so we're talking about the real yield, it continued to inch downwards pretty much lower below a key resistance at 2%. So given the fact that if this US 10-year Treasury yield continue to inch downwards towards the 1.64% to 1.6% in the weeks to come, that could actually potentially support the ongoing medium-term uptrend in gold XAU/USD price action as well, given the fact that the lower US 10-year Treasury real yield implies the lower opportunity cost of holding gold.
As far as the FOMC meeting goes, Kelvin, the vast, vast majority, I think it's almost 100%, are expecting no cut in rates from the Fed. Having said that, what would happen if there was a surprise cut? That would be quite a reaction.
Yes, precisely. So let's say if the Fed were to actually surprise the market with a 25 basis cut on this coming Wednesday, which is the 31st of July, for sure the dollar will actually weaken. That means the dollar index, or on average, the dollar could potentially see a sell-off. But however, we could start to see a bit of mixed reaction of the US major stock indices as well as the global stock indices, because the Fed suddenly surprised us on a 25 basis point cut. It implies that they know something that most market participation didn't anticipate right now at this juncture, or even from a medium-term perspective, that the US economy is actually slipping into a recession rather than a soft landing that what majority of the market expecting right now based on the current key US economic data. So let's say if the Fed were to actually go with a 25 basis point cut, for sure, those highly rich mega cap technology stocks could actually start to see a further potential sell-off that could actually drag down the NASDAQ 100 and as well as the S&P 500, given the fact of this fear factor coming into the market saying that, hey, the US could be at risk or at high risk of a imminent recession. Then we're talking about those lagging stocks like the cyclicals, defensive, or even the small cap stocks could potentially benefit from this interest rate cut. At least we'll be talking about from a relative performance basis, perhaps they may not fall as much as the S&P or the NASDAQ 100 or even certain portion of the component of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, especially those healthcare component stocks could even rally instead because of their defensive nature. And as for the Russell 2000, potentially you could see a relief rally because do not forget the fact that the Russell 2000 has been pretty much depressed in terms of their price action against the NASDAQ 100. So they have not been making any fresh all-time high since 2021. All right, so that's close to about 3 years ago. So given the fact that majority of the Russell 2000 company are small caps firm who do not have rather high credit standing to actually negotiate for longer term debt. More or less their debt in their balance sheet are more short term in nature. So given the fact that if the Fed has starts to signal a start of an immediate interest rate cut to come in July instead of September, that could also reduce the debt burden of this Russell 2000 small cap firms and potentially could actually improve their potential profit margin as well.
We're also going to hear from the Bank of Japan. Again, no change expected, but the forward guidance will be interesting.
Yes, what you're looking at from the Bank of Japan perspective over here is that it's pretty much a hardcore 50-50 right now. Some data they're actually looking at for a start of another potential 10 basis point in their overnight policy rate to bring it to 0.2%. Currently, it's at around 0.1%. But that's almost a very tough call because if you look at last Friday, Tokyo core CPI data, that was excluding fresh food and energy, actually continued to slip to a three consecutive months. So they're actually hovering still below that 2% BOJ target. But interestingly, if you were to look at from a how BOJ actually operates over here, is that they tend not to actually surprise the market very often. So potentially for this coming Wednesday, they could actually provide some form of guidance that we could, should actually start to preempt of a interest rate hike not coming in July, but coming in the month of September instead. And on this coming Wednesday, they could use this meeting to further reduce its JGB bond purchases in the market. That means, i.e., indicating to the markets that right now they are no longer advocating ultra loose or ultra dovish monetary policy, but rather allow the JGB market to dictate the movement of the JGB prices and the yield. So with that, how does it impact the FX market perspective? If you look at the FX market last week, they tend to actually move ahead of this Wednesday BOJ decision. So the bank of the dollar yen actually plummeted close to, I think, 3% after the breakdown of that 15650 level. So it most went to as low as 15190 before stabilizing since last Thursday, but still trading below the 154 level as we are speaking right now. So potentially, this piece of scenario has already more or less been priced into the market. So if we do not see any surprises from the Bank of Japan, like we discussed earlier on for this Wednesday outcome, monetary policy outcome, potentially the dollar yen could actually start to see a kind of a minor mean reversion rebound scenario to take shape because that kind of a hawkish guidance by BOJ has already been priced by the movement of the market over here. Unless the Fed starts to surprise us again, then there's another story. So potentially the dollar yen could start to see a kind of a mean reversion rebound back towards the 50-day and the 20-day moving average, I think as a resistance around the 15650 level / 15770 level.
And finally, Kelvin, on Friday, we're going to get the latest non-farm payroll numbers, the US jobs data. What are markets expecting?
Yes, so for this Friday, we do have, yes, the all-important non-farm payroll data. So market is now expecting a slight dip to this 175K jobs added from 206. K jobs added in the previous month of June, but market will be actually paying also very close attention to the unemployment rate. Why? Because if you look at the unemployment rate from last month, the month of June, it unexpectedly slipped upwards by 0.1%, means from 4% to 4.1%. So if this particular unemployment rate starts to tick higher, let's say to 4.2% or 4.3% in the month of July, that could actually cement the start of a potential interest rate cut cycle in US, kicking start from the upcoming September FOMC meeting.
We shall find out soon enough. Kelvin Wong in Singapore, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.